Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Live, October 1st. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
And I'm Byron.
Who was that voice?
Hey. Yeah, look at that guy. Welcome back to the show. It's been a little bit of a hiatus.
It's been a little while, mate. Yep.
It's been...
We're missing Dan. No one knows where Dan is. He may or may not be in Thailand. He may have been flagged by immigration. So who knows where, and Andrew is,
he's with his friend of a friend.
With his friend of a friend tonight. So it's just the three of us, so we're like, two down, we better bring in a ringer.
Gotta get someone.
Pinch hitter.
As soon as
fucking Jax, whoop.
Mine's a tolly though.
You win.
Byron's sober, this is actually a fake one.
Yeah. He filled it with water before the show.
He just wants to look cool.
Just try and be cool.
Yeah.
Eyes in the skies, Braden.
Always. Well, my fucking...
He likes to show us the inside of his nose just to make... Just so we can...
It's all been cleaned up. Yeah.
Interesting.
Is it live? Hold on.
Yeah, we're live, but we're having technical difficulties. We'll be right back. One second.
Oh, great.
My audio froze. Are you recording my audio on your end?
Yeah.
Okay, Pro Tools crashed.
Yeah, fuck it. You can have shit audio. It's fine.
All right, bring it right back. We're back, just kidding.
Psych.
Everything did shut down, though, so we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I don't know.
We'll be using Braden's backup audio, I believe.
Yeah, always. Just more, it's just the same audio with more breathing. So the big story, I mean, lots of people have been sending us the big story. We might as well address it at the top of the hour. Parliament the other day.
Fuck.
That's the best look for Canada.
I heard that on Aussie radio. I was out back doing some renos and listening to Triple J and got the hourly news update, and I heard it through there. I was like, oh, shit, that's a little oxy.
Well, I mean, we don't get news in Canada anymore, so it's impossible to get the news. So it's like you hear it on some like back alley, like right-wing channels being like, they brought up a Nazi and gave a Nazi a standing ovation, and you're kind of like, yeah, sure they did. And then you find out they kind of did. So from my, hearing this eighth hand, basically what happened is the Speaker of the House, wherever the fuck he's from, whatever riding he's from, he's probably, gone down for a couple pints at the local Legion, and he's ran into this 94-year-old World War II vet, that he's met, and he's kind of, talked to him a couple times. So when he finds out, hey, look, we're having Ukrainian President Zelensky coming to address Parliament.
Quick, we got to find the only Ukrainian soldier left alive from World War II.
Yeah. he's like, this guy told me he's Ukrainian. And then he fought the Russians in World War II. This will be great. I'm going to bring him. So he gets brought into Parliament. I guess he didn't get cleared by anyone because the Speaker just was like, this will be cool. This will be a fun moment. And he gets introduced as this World War II veteran from Ukraine who fought against the Russians. Everyone roaring, buddy. They pulled this guy, dude, 94.
They called him.
He's like, he doesn't even know where he is.
He's fucking out of it. They called him a Canadian hero too, which I didn't understand at all. I was like, how? How is he? He's from Ukraine. He moved to Canada post-war.
Thunderous applause. Everyone was standing on their feet.
Standing O.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, I don't know how long after it took people to put together, like, wait a minute.
One day.
Wasn't Russia our ally in World War II? And, like, within 12 hours later, we find out that this guy is legit fought alongside the Nazis.
Well, yeah, the story, his name is Yaroslav Hunka, and he fought in World War II. And the Ukrainian army at the time, that country's history is insane. Like, just so many wars. But, like, first it was, like, Poland occupation. And then as Russia was on the Eastern Front pushing in, then it was Russian occupation. So when the Nazis were fighting Russia, they're like, here, we'll arm this unit. They called it the 1st Galician Division. So they're Nazi armed unit to fight back against the Russians, kind of using them as, like, a proxy fighting.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wait, so that means he kind of was fighting with the Nazis. So why are we saluting him?
Yeah, not a good look. You know, everyone's getting just destroyed now. Like, oh, Trudeau brought a Nazi. Everyone's like got footage of them, like me, like, yeah, yeah. Like, it's a bad look. It's definitely, you know, they say it's embarrassed us, set us back in international relations. My question to you guys, like, Byron, as a foreigner, what do you think? What do you think us Canadians should do? What move can we do after giving a Nazi a standing out? You know, everyone's apologized. Everyone's come out. Hey, listen,
our bad.
Told the story, and it's reasonable, but, like, you're never going to get anything that rivals the clip of you applauding the Nazi.
Look, I would just say, don't let Scotty do the freaking cue cards for old mate, because he clearly didn't do his research.
Yeah. Mr. Conspiracy put him up to it.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, like, my bad. That's your card now. That's all you got. So it's kind of like a, my bad.
I had a good idea. I think I have one way. I think there's one way out of this mess, like this specific mess.
Stoning. Should we stone him? Yeah.
Run it back, baby. Run it back.
Rewind.
Now everyone knows who this guy is. Bring him back to Parliament, right? Bring this 94-year-old in, doesn't know who he is. Everyone's boo, right? Trudeau walks him to the stairs of the speaker, right? Like, pushes him down before he gets to the stairs.
He's flogging him as he goes.
The guy's trying to get to the mic, and every time he goes to talk, the boos are just so loud you can't even hear him through the PA. Then the speaker comes and, like, kicks him back down the stairs. Like, that's the only way now we can recover, right? This, I think. You just got to everyone needs to know that we're really against Nazis, because we're not really showing that right now. So I think the public embarrassment of a 94-year-old man will do it.
You gotta go farther.
Like, strip naked, shame, one of those little, get him walking the streets.
Now you gotta get his family involved now. You gotta bring them in.
Yeah.
Kids of kids. The whole lineage has to be lined up.
Yeah.
Show him you really
Nazi.
Mean it.
Yeah.
Nazis.
Shunning them through the streets. It's
so wild that they're like, okay, Zelensky's coming in. We have this, we're on the precipice of World War III. Russia and Ukraine. If that spills just one border over, it's World War III. Like, we're right there. It's just one border away. So we gotta do our best. We gotta do our best. So instead of getting some, you know, someone a little more modern, they're like, let's just fucking pull this guy up. He was in World War II. He must be a good guy. No, yeah. It's such a political thing to just be like, we just need this guy. It's just optics. Like, we've got to bring this guy in for Zelensky because he's a Ukrainian. He's from Ukraine. He moved to Canada. Yeah. He's a hero. No one does, like, any, just nothing. Just fucking nothing.
But, like, where's some basic freaking knowledge of history, too?
Exactly.
Like, World War II fought in a war. Like, there's two sides. Which side was he on? Let's work that out before we start, bloody, you know, giving him a round of applause.
Well, in their defense, in World War II, Ukraine was heavily divided. Like, I'm sure a lot of Ukrainians were fighting on the Russian side, and then a lot were trying to stop the Russian invasion. I'm sure if you go look, there's probably a whole, like, it's probably right down the center. But you still got to be like, we should check. We should just check.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Now, when did Russia declare war on Germany? I thought it was once Germany, like, weren't they pretty cool with each other until Germany started to cross the borders?
Russia did not join the war right away. You're right.
We got a couple of drinks bought for us. Chango 14, he says, glad I'm finally able to catch y'all live. It's been a while. Y'all keep being awesome. Thank you for that.
Jeez,
we also had Sergio Perdomo on Super Chat. He's said a 12-pack of Modelos. The conversion rate of U.S. to Canada. And so thank you for that. We'll have to order those Modelos in.
Hell yeah. So the speaker had to take the fall. He's like, it's my bad, I guess. He steps down and we're supposed to be like, okay, it's all good then.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
it is his fault. He probably should step down.
Yeah,
it's his fault.
That's a pretty big whoopsie.
Big whoopsie.
Right? I mean... Like the amount of Nazis Dan tried to bring on this show, like we vet him out.
We vet him.
We vet him. Come on, Parliament. You can do better. It's pretty funny though. I had a good laugh. It's real.
It's actually happened. It's at the tail end of like we've had a bunch of years of Canada just being embarrassed by our government, you know, internationally. Going to shake hands at UN meetings, people like turning their back and like chuckling, like that fucking guy. You know,
That's bullying. I don't like that either.
Yeah, they're really picking on our boy out there, you know?
Yeah.
He's worked hard his whole life. He's a stand-up guy. Like, come on. Leave Trudeau alone.
Yeah, it's the problem with Canada right now is like the two main party leaders is like Trudeau, who's like a pompous kind of a jackass now.
No, he's the son of a former prime minister. He never had work, really. He's just like a name.
Pierre Poilievre, who wears fake muscle shirts when he speaks at the the fucking the cowboy convention there in Calgary, the Calgary Stampede. He's wearing like a fake muscle shirt to make him look like he has muscles. I'm like, that's the biggest nerd move I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, just wear a normal shirt, dude. You lost all credibility. The second people saw like the line of the muscle shirt, I was like, Jesus, that's embarrassing.
Just dress like a go full cowboy then. If you want to dress the part, just have fun, dress up. Don't well, come on. I mean, all politicians, come on, they all suck. We're not very political on the show, but sometimes it's be like, come on.
Yeah. A lot of people have been questioning us, you know, this is first half of the show is going to be all Canadian politics.
Yeah. Buckle up.
The second one, people have been messaging us a lot is, you know, everyone's heard that Canada's cracking down on podcasters. So they've been wondering if we are going to be affected by these new legislations. And if you haven't been following, we have some new rules and bills that have been passed that are, you know, on some levels they seem good, but on other levels they're terrible. And
what levels do they seem good? That's my question.
When they're just like, we're trying to get small media outlets paid. And you're like, that seems good. And then you're like, well, you should pay for our own advertising. You're like, that doesn't work that way. Like, come on. Canada, you can't make Facebook pay. They're the platform.
You can't post news in Canada right now. If you're not from Canada, if you try to link any news article, that's any like registered news network, I guess, it says this content cannot be displayed in Canada. So like just recently we had a bunch of forest fires in Kelowna. People are trying to post the link to like this information that is, it's imperative to right now. Like people are getting evacuated.
Don't die.
Where's it going? Where's it going to? Who's evacuated? Like, what's next? Zones?
Exactly. So people are posting this and they can't. So they have to screenshot it and post like 9 different screenshots. And so you can scroll through the whole article because you can't post news. It's so fucking dumb.
We get Russian news right now on Facebook.
You can get RT news. It's not it's like a propaganda. It's like an entertainment network, I guess they call it.
Yeah.
And you can find news elsewhere. It's like, through like Google search, but like again, most people these days go straight to Facebook, and that's where the issue is.
Well,
like,
definitely right now, because people have for the last whatever 10, 15 years have just transitioned. That's the medium of music or of news, right? So everyone just uses Facebook and Twitter for news all the time. So all of a sudden, you're just like, turn it off, and now people are like, where's my news? Where is it?
It's an interesting time because we're running a social experiment in Canada right now where they're like, what if all news they see is fake news? Let's see how this plays out in 2 to 3 years. We haven't had anything. The new rules coming down the pipe are basically for big. It sounds like it reads like it's for big podcast providers. Or if you were a ginormous show that made over $10 million a year, you might have issues. But
We should be right.
We should skirt through unnoticed.
Yeah, so I've only just briefly read the article. I pulled it up here. It's pretty much that, not necessarily that podcasts are being censored, but the networks that provide podcasting services, like streaming services that offer podcasts, Spotify and the like, they must now register with our CRTC for regulatory control. So just where does that lead? Does that sound okay? It's like, okay, well, all these other networks have to abide by the rules. Now Spotify that provides podcasts has to abide by the rules. Now is it, if any podcast talks about this topic, that's against the rules.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where it...
So hold on to your butts. ATT will be solely on Rumble going forward or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I tell you guys I volunteered to take a YouTube community harassment course and that got our strike away?
You got a strike away for taking a course?
Yeah, I did. I did a course. It was like
an AA thing.
No, no, it was like a course.
My name is Brayden, and I've posted fake news 45 times.
No, it'd be an article. It'd be like, Bill says that vaccines cause autism. Is this okay to post? And I'd be like, yes. And they're like, no, it's not. I was like, but it's funny. Like, you cannot post it. I'm like, and then it gives you the question again. It's like, can you do it? You're like, no. They're like, that's correct. You had to do 30 of those, and then they take your strike away. I was like, well worth it. Because as soon as that strikes away, baby,
that's a free strike in the bag.
So I know a lot of I think there's a lot of bad information about it. Like some articles say, like podcasters have to register, but it's like only if your podcast is making, like if you had a sole podcast that makes $10 million a year. So there is a couple of those podcasts out there, and some of them are Canadian. Jordan Peterson being one.
Yeah.
Is he going to fall under the rules? Because people really don't like Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, so some true.
The people at the far left of the spectrum of the political spectrum hate him. They just fucking hate him. Maybe they never even heard him talk. They just know the name and they associate him with this. They hate him. So he's one of the bigger ones. That's like the gray area. It's like he probably makes that money podcasting.
Yeah.
He's huge.
I never watched much of his stuff. I don't know why. I'm not sure why he's so popular. I've only seen him on Pierce Morgan one time where he was like talking about a movie that may have been kind of loosely based off him. And they're like, are you the representation of all these loser guys? Is that you? And he just started to cry. And he's like, I guess so. And I was like, what a dork.
I mean, he's a very emotional guy, 100%.
Yeah.
But he just
hold it together, man. Yeah,
he's a super emotional guy. I've really only heard him on Joe Rogan. It's the only time ever, really. Yeah. So I don't know much about him, but some people hate him. He's obviously super popular. He came to Kelowna recently, sold out the stadium to talk. I don't know how you pay money to go to a stadium. I get like a comedian's entertainment.
Yeah, go listen to this old man rant about trans people. I mean, I could have my uncle over if I wanted to listen to that for 2 hours.
I think it's...
just about every fucking family event now is like, what do you think about that LGBTQ stuff, huh? Can you believe what they're teaching in schools? And I'm like,
I don't know what they're teaching.
Sipping my drinks. That's what I imagine his whole...
You know what? This is a great time to ask Byron when he thinks about that being taught in school, since he is a teacher.
As a teacher who teaches, what is it, SOGI, that everyone's so concerned about?
SOGI was, sexual orientation,
Does it bug
identity.
You at all to teach kids about fellatio?
No, not at all. I actually enjoy it.
Wait, so what is the problem right now? I hear this all the time. I have no idea what the problem is.
I teach grade 6-7, and
that's sex ed time.
We do sex. Well, no, they do it in grade 4.
4 now?
Oh, yeah. Grade 4. But like everyone's freaking out that the schools are teaching kids about gender and being something different or whatever, but it's not the case. It's not. You can look at the BC curriculum, and it is nowhere in the BC curriculum that we have to cover that or talk about that. So we don't. Do I talk about fellatio and shit like that when it comes up in sex ed? Oh, yeah. I love watching the kids cringe. That's where I get
squirming in the back.
I had the last 2 years I've taught, I've had each time a kid who's, the typical kid in the back who is not very bright, but he's a pain in the ass. And they're always late to school. And I'd always do the sex ed first thing in the morning. And they'd show up like, oh, just in time, mate. Brayden, we're doing sex ed. We're talking about vaginas. Come on in. Don't worry. Don't be shy. And everyone's just pissed themselves laughing, turn around. And he's all embarrassed. I'm like, well, don't be late, dickhead. But we go over that. I've had parents go, oh, please don't talk about, you know, gender identity and changing genders because, you know, my child is a little bit confused and I don't want them to be persuaded in a certain way. That's not like when I cover the topic, I talk more around, and this is getting technical, but I talk about when we go to the sex ed, it's not kids get freaking phones and shit these days. They know how things work.
Yeah.
I talk more about the emotional side of things being ready. And we do talk about, you know, I freak them out with STIs and all that sort of stuff. But when I talk about it, I just say partner. I don't say when a male and a female or a female and a male or whatever. I just say when you and your partner are ready, blah, blah, blah. So I don't go over the whole.
Four grade fours are like, what?
Actually, when I was teaching grade four, I had some lady come in and I ended up talking to my kids about C-section to the grade fours. And they were just like, what?
We got another little beer donation by Split-Haired Chavez. Good to see you, Byron. Hope this can get y'all boys some tall boys in Kelowna. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. That's good. Yeah. I got my little one.
Yeah. It was inadequate.
Just so small.
Thanks, mate.
Just so small.
But so my brother-in-law in Oz, his mum's a teacher and she has a child in her class who identifies as a cat and has a kitty litter box in the classroom.
That's mental illness.
Look, there's...
How old are they?
Well, dude, there was dinosaur kids when I went to school.
When a kid's like five or six or seven,
there was a kid called Raichu. We called him Raichu, and he walked around with like T-Rex fingers and hissed at everyone. He'd chase you through the fields.
Yeah, but how old was he?
This was like grade four, grade five, elementary school.
He's like 10 years old or so?
Yeah.
Did he piss in a litter box?
No.
Is this a litter box? Are you fucking with me with the litter box?
No, dead set.
What do you mean? So where does he go?
Well, I don't know if they, like, I didn't
think
it was halfway through beers in Fiji. I was chatting to him about it, but I didn't get in too much. But he was like saying that, yeah, they got lit. So I don't know I don't think the child actually sits, but like, they might probably, I'm guessing they go over and
they give him one of those
squat and pretend to shit.
You know, those inserts, you know, that you can get for your cats that go in the toilet, but they're full of like litter.
Oh, yeah.
One of those?
To teach him how to shit in the toilet.
How old is this kid?
I think they were grade five, maybe.
See, I got some further questions because, like, we had, like, me and Zell, there was a kid in our fucking high school who chewed a dog toy, but, like, you were like, I don't know if he could do much else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, holy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Yeah. But if he thought, like, I was not involved in that kid's life enough because to think, like, he maybe thought he was a dog. I don't know. There was not a lot going on.
Right.
The kids,
they just had dog toys. I remember like squeaky dog toys. And you're like, oh.
The kids are way better these days. They were, well, I don't know if it was just because I was in freaking bumfuck country and Oz or whatever. It was a little bit different there, a little bit more rogue. But like teaching in the school these days, the kids are actually pretty respectful to one another. Like a lot of the kids, you know, with sensory issues and stuff, like they'll be just wearing like headphones, like earmuffs as if you're mowing freaking lawns because it's too noisy in the classroom or whatever so they can concentrate. And the kids leave them alone. Like, fuck, back in my school, man, my days, you'd be fucking ripped apart.
Oh my God.
Standing out and walking around with big like, yellow headphones on, being like, it's too noisy in here.
If a teacher said, hey, everyone needs to be quiet around Brayden, he has sensory issues, literally kids would probably grab me, pin me down, and scream in my ears at recess.
Oh, like, yeah.
Dude, kids are ruthless.
I told a kid that I hated fucking bananas, so he threw one in my face and I had braces and got stuck in there and I threw up. And then at lunchtime, he chased me around with a banana peel. I was like, dude, fuck off. If you come near me with that banana peel, I will throw this stick at you. And then he threw the banana peel at me. I threw the fucking stick at him. I mean, like, it was a big, thick bastard, big gum tree.
Baseball hit him on bat. The hip.
He learned not to fucking chase me with a banana. Tell me.
Byron, it was a cricket stick, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't a cricket bat.
Bat.
Could have said cricket wicket. It was not quite as thick as a cricket wicket.
Okay.
But it was big fucking gum it got him though. And yeah, people learned pretty quickly that Byron doesn't like bananas.
And then, so what you're saying is you don't teach kids that they can be a cat if they want to.
No.
Okay.
I'm all for, like, I've had students that have identified or they're playing with it. And I'm respectful for them for sure. I had one student who was changing the name every second day like they did their underwear. And I'm like, I can't fucking mark your papers. I don't know who the hell Gizmo or David and Jennifer, like, I'm going to give you this name because, like,
I'm going to give you a number that I want you to get tattooed.
No. We can't give numbers anymore. We can't give kids numbers either. Can't do that because that puts them in different realm as well. But like, I'm like, look, you're actually trying to support these people. You're making a mockery of them when instead of, you know, trying to be all inclusive and stuff, you're actually making fun of them because you yourself are not probably 100% on either one or actually changing. Where
it's more of a game to some.
I am supportive. I also kind of think a little bit that it's like the new age emo. I don't know where I'm going to fit, so I'll try this everyone else. Well,
because it's so much in the media, I mean, you see some numbers like 5,000%. You're like, under the age of under the age of 20,
5,000%.
Yeah, no, seriously.
You're just like,
no, seriously.
That's all the kids plus some that haven't been born.
No, an increase.
No, an increase. of 5,000%.
I thought you meant 5,000% of kids.
5,000. Every kid like, times five lifetimes
has seven different gender identities.
I mean, yeah, it is in the news a lot. So that anything that's in the news becomes kind of part of it, and it, you know. Pendulum swings one way, swing back, and in five years there'll be something else in the news. And this people are people no matter, like, there is.
You know what it is though? You know what it is though? There's a fucking huge group of people our parents' age, the fucking baby boomers, who like any kind of weird shit like this. Like to this is like water off a duck's back for all of us. And I think anyone like our age and younger, they're just like, well, who cares? Like, it doesn't bug me. Yeah. Doesn't affect me, but like a fucking, like a baby boomer, like born in like mid, like early 60s, they're just like, this is an affront to God. So mad about anything. And I just think it's like, they've turned all this stuff into kind of like political points where they're just like fucking just poking a bear all the time with it when it's not as big of a deal as people think or not as big of an issue. Right. And so they just constantly like, oh yeah, we can just fucking flood the local rant rave with this stuff nonstop.
And I can't remember what it's called, but there was just a show. I'm trying to look it up right now, but there was just a show at Denunzi's in Kelowna, tiny little pizza shop. And any band can play there, but it's really small. So the sound is terrible. But just the other week there's a whole genre of metal, but it's like trans metal. You can only be this type of genre if the band is trans. So there's like six bands and they fucking ripped, but they're all trans. But it's its own genre. It's called like trans metal or something. But they're some of the greatest metal players I've ever seen. Oh, Jesus, these guys are fucking shredding.
So that's the thing. Like when talking about my brother-in-law again too, like him and I got a bit of a conversation and battle about it when we caught up just recently over the break, and he was talking about, like, he was far against all this trans stuff because he's talking about how, you know, they're affecting young kids and doing all these blockers and hormones and things before they're ready for it. And I've been
That's a different conversation.
That's too. A whole different conversation. But I've, through school, I've gone to some PDs and things about it. Soji, and there's been some great speakers there. And honestly, the people that actually go down that route of having hormone replacements and all that, like, then they've already tested out for years. Like, it's not like I wake up one day, it's like, ah, fuck, I feel like I need a little bit of extra estrogen, too much testosterone, I'm going to change it up. That's not the way it goes about. There's plenty of conversations happen. And for the stats that I got from one of the things, they're like, of all the people that actually go through the full, like, start a transition and do some transition, is that there's like 1% of them actually regret their decision to transition. And of that 1% that regret it, the reason there's like another 1% of that 1% the only reason they regret it isn't because they changed, it's because they still were not accepted. Mm. So it's like a small amount. And
I bet you that number changes if you transition before you're like 16. If you're an adult, if you're an adult and you've been, you know, you've been an adult for years and you're 18, you're 20, whatever, you know, and then you transition, I'm sure there's not a lot of regret. But if you were like, say you got your parents to sign off when you're 14 or something, and now you're 20 and you, maybe your mind's not developed till you're 25-ish, like fully. And then you decide that you, maybe you wanted to have kids and now you can't. I'm sure that happens too. But I think the amount of people, it's a fraction of people who actually do the full surgery, the full thing.
Like bottom surgery, very minimal. Yeah, most is just top. And the thing, and that's the thing, like implants can be added and taken away. So like if you want to check on some tits or you want to remove your tits and come back later on, like that's not too bad.
Do you want to strap on a size H cup and teach woodwork in Ontario? You can do that. Because there's a teacher.
That guy's taking a piss.
I think like, he's
100% taking a piss.
He's strapped on the biggest fucking fake tits you've ever seen. Like they're hanging.
Huge nipples.
They're hanging to his waist. And he teaches. But then when he goes home, he takes them off.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I've not.
Yeah, dude, you've never seen a picture of this guy?
I'm pull it up. I'll pull it up for Byron right now.
Pull it up for
Ontario shop teacher with fake boobs.
He's taking a piss. Like he's a right wing guy and he's just like, this is bullshit.
Look at him.
Yeah. they're like, anyone looking it up. Go just type in Ontario teacher.
His nickname is Busty Lemieux. But legit, it's like it's obvious. It's not like I want boobs. I'm going to get some implants. It's I'm going to get the biggest fake strap-on boobs and let's let them hang to my waist with these giant.
The fucking nipples would cut
this. Yes. This is not. There's no female in the world who has boobs this big. Zero.
No, it's hilarious.
It's so big. It's like legit beach balls.
No.
That shit's so funny.
Shop teacher.
Like, that's funny. It's mean that he's taking a piss, but it's also funny because he's like,
but is he taking a piss?
You can't discriminate. He is. Because apparently he used to talk a lot of shit in class. And then he's like, so people are saying he's doing this like as a protest. But I'm like, that's great. That's funny.
He might be taking the piss because they're so obnoxiously big. It's not like he's just putting on like just a normal size set of boots.
No, like dude, he's literally hurting his back.
Yeah,
He's got some.
I wonder what those are made of. Like what's in those?
If you're also listening and never seen this, please Google Ontario shop teacher with fake tits.
Right,
I think you just type in Ontario shop teacher at this point.
It's big. It's been big news. It's been all over every big podcast. Yeah. It's all over the place.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, some stuff is ridiculous and you got to call it what it is. Like, that's ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. You want to be you want to transition, get some fake boobs, get some fake boobs. Don't strap on these fucking giant bowling balls.
That guy, when I look at him, he looks in the age group of like, not very understanding of this kind of anything new.
He is older. Yeah.
Yeah. But he starts every day in class with when I was a kid.
Oh, here's the article from the Toronto Sun. Halton teacher with huge fake breasts may just be punking us after all. Toronto Sun, that's the main paper in Ontario. So there you go. There's the story. You can read all about it. It's just fucking crazy.
Like, just thinking of like being in a staff meeting with this old mate. How do you just
chuckle? Like,
or being in the class is like a student.
You know, she's probably, if she is or he is punking us, she's just walking around, just like bumping people with him, like, oops, excuse me.
No, is it like the fembots on Austin Powers?
It's knocking shit off the table.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, those things are going through the table saw daily.
Oh. Just like on the disc sander, just getting smaller.
Whoops.
We wouldn't feel it. Oh, it's burning rubber. What's that?
Now, like the people who are like, I'm like, all the gender stuff, I'm like, we're going to have to be more open to it because we don't know what aliens got.
That's
true. You know what I mean?
That is true.
So it's like, if you're a believer that, you know, they're here or there's going to be disclosure and this ends with us joining some sort of galactic federation or joining some sort of talks with aliens, right? You can't be telling Gleezorp, he's got to choose between man or woman and he's got nothing going on that looks anything like what we got.
Yeah, it might be the fact that these super advanced ET species have no gender. They are just are. Yeah. They are and they replicate. So like in order to join, you know what you got to do, right? Like, yeah, I guess.
Strip on these prosthetics.
Get your F cups out and let's go.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty funny.
Some stuff's just funny. You just gotta say it's
It'll
funny.
Be
it's
interesting. Funny. If you got a question in the chat, you can shoot us a question. We'll take all your questions.
So open up a line too. Let's open the line up.
Let's open the line. Lines are open now. 1-833-703-0424. You got a story, you gotta ask a question. You wanna talk about a conspiracy?
Do you have a shop teacher with huge fake breasts as well? You wanna talk about it? We wanna hear about it.
I had a shop teacher with a very fucking fat thumb, and that was because he'd always sharpen the chisels and he'd always do and he's one thumb was just fucking
pure callous.
Oh, callous and looked like a big toe. He might have actually lost a thumb and put the big toe on there.
That does happen on the table saw. People lose fingers, thumbs.
They never take the big toe though. They take that the king toe, the next one.
Yeah,
that's true. Actually, they do take
the. You need that balance.
Yeah, you need point. The big toe. Yeah.
I was watching a little clip today of people fucking up on the table saw. Man, like sometimes you're doing like just a little groove in there, like for a slide, and she's bouncing up and comes back at you. Like
it's dangerous.
Fucking idiots.
There is no more dangerous saw than the table saw. Because all the other ones, like your hands are generally out of the way. I guess you could say a chainsaw because it kicks back a lot, but.
We've got a couple questions here. One was, is Braden ever going to admit that he works for the CIA? The CIA is American, so unfortunately.
He's not allowed.
I'm not allowed to confirm nor deny if I work for them. We got a question from Duchess of Doobie.
Nice.
Doobie's aerial school sighting. What are your thoughts?
We talked about it. Case file.
Yeah. Case file aerial school sighting.
Yeah, I don't know as well.
I mean, it's wild to me to get that many kids to have an account and draw it and have pictures of it. You know, right? It's for me. I'm like, they saw something, right? Or something was described to all these kids, and you would have had to sit there and, you know what I mean, like talk to them all to do this.
Yeah, there was
kids aren't liars. Like kids, some kids will like, if they were told to do it, they'd be like, I was told to do it. None of those kids did.
Yeah, kids not necessarily are liars. They'll say what they thought they've seen. It might not be exactly what it is, but I seen this, it looks like this, I seen an alien. And for them, it looks like an alien, but it could have been something else. But yeah, a lot of those kids it was the same experience. So I can't remember what case file it was. Probably like 100 ago. It's probably like 190
probably
or something
like that. Killer B asks, is November murder month? I forget. Sorry.
October.
No, October. Dan's gone. So we're going to be doing spooky stories. We're going to kick it off with some exorcisms. And then, you know, maybe we'll get into some gruesome and grisly stuff while he's gone so he doesn't get upset.
Hell yeah. Let's bring a call on here. Hello, ATT Live.
This is Zell.
This is Zell. Who's this?
Zell, Braden, Byron. This is Joseph the Whiskey Man.
Joseph the Whiskey Man, right on.
Love your last name.
All right. I'm calling to give you all an experience that my sister and I have had. And I remember you all got a call from her just a few weeks ago. She told you about the orb that flew in front of the vehicle.
Yeah. Right. Yep. That's right.
All right, so here's another one. Not long after we moved from where we grew up, which was Lexington, Kentucky, we moved to Versailles. The night that we moved to Versailles, me and my sister and our nephew stayed at the house, the new house that we had moved into, while our mother had gone to the old house to pick up one more load of stuff. And I remember it clearly because the TV show Frasier was on.
Nice.
We were sitting in my bedroom. And we were watching the show, and my door was open about 2 to 2.5 to 3 foot. Out of nowhere, the door slammed shut, and the doorknob started just shaking. We thought our mom was playing a joke on us, so we looked out the window, but nobody else was home. We opened up the door, nobody else was in the house. And that was only the beginning of the spooky stuff that happened in that house.
So a door, random slam of a door is not, I mean, it can happen. It is spooky.
The doorknob is
the shaking for sure.
The standout to me, because like, you know, sometimes you get a draft or a breeze.
And yeah, doors can close, but yeah, bam. Hard to shake a handle.
What kind of handle? Like just a run-of-the-mill round one, or one of those?
It was a run-of-the-mill round doorknob. You know, you turn the little middle piece to lock it, but it was just a round doorknob. But when it slammed shut, then it started shaking. The doorknob itself, not the door, but just the doorknob.
Somebody's giving a little.
Just started shaking.
Seems like a dumb ghost, because it seems counterintuitive just to slam the door on your stuff. Exactly. And you're like, God, I can't open it.
Well, I mean, it accomplished its mission. It scared the shit out of us.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
No doubt.
But I mean, there was other stuff like lights in the house going on and off, weird noises. But that was the one that stuck out the most to me, because it's the one I experienced the most.
And this was like when you first moved into the house?
It was the very first night of moving into that.
Yeah, turn around, fuck off.
Yeah, get out.
Done.
Yeah, torch it. And sage that whole thing.
So you're saying that's the first time you experienced. Did you say that was the first time you experienced, or was the one that stood out the most to you?
That's the first experience in that house.
Right. And was there more doors slamming and shaking, or other shit going on?
There was other shit going on. Like just random lights would go on and off, be random noises going on through the house. But that one right there was the one that I experienced firsthand. The others is stories that my mother and my other sister had told us.
So a lot, many different people having these poltergeist like experiences in this house. Did you ever pull out the Ouija board and just try?
No. The one and only time I ever played a Ouija board, it didn't work.
You didn't play in the haunted house, obviously.
Yeah.
No. It was a standard old house. But like I said, this one freaked me out the most.
Where's this house now? Is someone in your family still have it there?
Oh, no. We moved out of that after about a year.
Smart.
We got the hell out of there. But it is still standing.
I wonder if you ever drive by it again, go knock on the door and say, hey, any hauntings here?
You know, I may do that. I may just do that, because I do go within, I wouldn't, closer than even a quarter mile of it every time I go to work.
Boom. That might be, you might get yourself shot doing it, but
shit.
Let us know, though.
We want to know. We want to know if you go there and find out, because if the people are having issues too, like, fuck, I want to know that.
If it's a consistent thing, it wasn't just like something your family, because that'd be like, otherwise it could be a fucking poltergeist chasing your family. Stuck with you and your family, which is then you.
That's the worst.
Oh, that would explain a lot. I'll have to call back the next live and tell you guys a couple more stories.
All right, sounds good.
Give us an update.
All right, man.
All right, thank you guys very much.
Thanks for calling in, Whiskey.
Have a great one.
See you, Whiskey. Bye.
We had a huge $20 donation from John Jacoby to push us over our goal of $100 in the beer fund.
The show too. Thanks, mate.
The show has been paid for.
Officially, the lights can stay on for another live.
ATT will continue live, thanks to you beauties.
Yeah.
Legends.
So, I mean, it's fucking creepy. The doorknob, like...
The door closing, whatever happens. The shaking of the handle.
It's creepy.
That's horror movie shit, right?
Yeah.
That's poltergeist shit, trying to scare you out of the house. Like, this is...
Just a crazy fucking mouse on the other side just running and can't get the grip on the net. fuck that. That shit, freaks me out.
That's another call.
Oh.
I didn't take it off vibrate, so we got both going. Oh. Hello, ATT Live.
Yo.
What's cracking? I'm going to turn you up a bit. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John Jacoby.
Oh, hey.
Cheers, that's legend. Buddy.
Thanks, mate.
Attaboy.
Yo. Hey, did you guys ever check out that the picture I sent you, that building that appeared in my woods?
I think so. It sounds familiar. Did you send it in the email?
I don't think I've seen it. Let's see if I can pull it up.
If it's a while back.
Yeah, if you search it, we can search your name.
What's your email? Do you mind saying it online? Or is this going to be...
I think it's Jacoby John 33
All right, spam them. Spam them.
Yeah, yeah, nail them with those emails, guys. Jacoby John 33. I'm trying to think of, because I remember you sending them, and then I remember you saying us to look at, and I did. And then it just gets lost in the
plethora.
Yeah. Ooh. Did you send it via Patreon? Or did you send it actual, like a legit?
Yeah. I sent it as an email and on Patreon, but hey, okay. No big deal. Just kind of scan, look for it. If you guys come across it, cool. But well, I'm going to have you guys sit here looking for your
five. I will find it live and show you.
We're going to track it down.
Give us a rundown of what was the picture again. So when I find it, we have some background.
All right. So I was leaving for work and I looked over, like I got like 1.3 acres. Most of it's like woods. I looked over and there's just like this building in there, like a rectangle shaped building in there. And I was like, what's going on over there? So I was running late, like always. So I just hopped in my car and left. And came back from work and it was still there, and I was like, I'm not gonna go check it out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of creepy, you know. So went to bed, woke up the next day, and it was gone. So I went into the woods and I cleared the entire woods out, like looking for any signs of any kind of building that could have ever existed there. And there's nothing there. So I don't know. It's pretty trippy though.
No was doubt. It like a flattened area or burnt grass or anything like that stood out like evidence of where the building was, or was it just like undisturbed land?
Yes, it's undisturbed land. That's why I cleared the whole woods out. I tried to get the same exact camera angle, you know, but there's less trees because I cut a bunch of trees out just looking for something, but I couldn't find anything. Yeah, just check out the picture. I just wanted to call and say hi, but you guys get back to it.
All right, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, cheers, man.
I will track it down one time here. I don't know why I can't find it, but
we will find it. All right, man.
Yeah, I definitely recall seeing it. So
okay, have a good night.
Crazy.
Hey, thanks for pushing us over the top as well.
Yep. Booyah. I wish I had an instant recall memory, but you remember when I sent this to you? I go, yes.
Dude, well, with his name and the email and the like thing, I remember seeing it being like, well, that is fucking weird. And I'm just trying to figure out how to, I just can't find the email. Okay. Unfortunately.
Well, we'll find it. Let's take we'll take another call here. We're almost out of time, but we got a little time left. Hello, ATT Live.
Oh, shit. Hello.
G'day, mate.
Oh, he's in mid-toke. He's in mid-toke.
Yeah, got him. In the middle of the toke.
What, bravo, you doing, mate? Shit.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Christian. We're a split hair Chavez. I'm from Florida.
Oh, hell yeah.
You already know the
fuck yeah.
Armpit of America. I guess I got a story. So one day I was sitting in the backyard. I will preface this. I had a few edibles, but I just taken them, so they really haven't had time to kick in.
That's all right.
So I'm sitting in the back, right? And this is around the time the whole Chinese balloons being like in the news and all that.
Yeah.
So I look up and I see like a thing going across the sky, like horizontal. And at first I thought it was just like a white little thing. It was just going across, but you could see like the sun shining off of it. Like it was metallic, right? I know that sounds cliche and I'm probably not telling you right. I'm assuming it's a storyteller. But the thing about this one, though, was that there was a helicopter off to the right. And I could see the helicopter and I could see the that shiny orb, whatever. And I could still see it when the helicopter flew off and it wasn't making any noise. And it just kept going. And it stopped and it like stuttered for a bit and then it stopped completely. And then it just kept going. Same speed. And then it just went off into the clouds. Could have been a dream. Or shit.
Or an alien.
Oh, no. Sorry if I was going for so long. I'm doing drugs.
You actually went for a very quick amount of time, so it only felt long for you. Yeah. It was a very
I think it was concise. It was a 12-second story, I believe.
Yeah, it was a very concise, quick story. So do not feel like you dragged that on. It's good.
Okay, good. Looking Byron, nice to see you, brother. I haven't seen you in a pod for a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while, mate. Cheers, appreciate it. Always love getting the love from you guys.
Sure, cheers. Shit, what else was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say because I didn't really have anything planned.
That doesn't matter.
You know what?
You called.
Y'all can. Oh, yeah, I did call, but I'll give you this. I'm going to take another toke, and if y'all want to hang up and get another call, that's y'all. So I love y'all. Well, no, that's weird. I
All right, hey, well, we love you too.
You just got to say no homo.
Yeah. not that there's anything wrong with that.
Homo, whatever. I don't care.
There isn't anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Cheers, man.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
We're hanging up, though. Bye. I'm sorry, my story was so long. It wasn't. It was 9 seconds long.
Yeah, you literally talked for no time.
Oh, there you go. Is that it?
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, so that's a weird shack. That looks like a completely different area of the forest, though.
Look at the trees. Big trees.
Yeah, look at the trees.
Similar.
Well, look, there's a tire. There's no trampoline.
Unless that, like, he witnessed like something that was in the past. Like he had like a cross timeline.
Oh, yeah, but buddy, the past and this, there's a trampoline. That's fucking 90s, buddy.
Yeah, so it's gone now. So that was the picture in 90s. And then he came back. He witnessed the other end of it. The
first picture is 2018, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I do see the leaning tree. The leaning tree.
So I mean, it's just like
there's a bigger one in the background that's disappeared.
It's also different season too, right? These are all leaved up.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah. It's creepy.
It is creepy. All right, another caller.
I don't know.
Hello, ATT Live.
Yo, what's up?
Yo. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Australia, and name's Joe.
From Oz. You know this guy, Byron?
It doesn't sound like it. Hold on. We're going to confirm this. Byron, you got any skill testing questions to confirm this man's identity?
Whereabouts you from?
From Perth. Actually, in Canada at the moment, though. So
I heard it. Michael. I heard that.
Okay, all right, yeah.
It's not It's not as strong as Byron's Bogan accent, you know?
Yeah.
You got it right, Bogan. There you go. Nice.
Yeah. All right. What do you got for us tonight?
Oh, I got, like, sort of... It's probably like a murder story, but it's like
you call it the perfect.
Hold on. Well, hold on.
Did you murder someone?
You're not going to incriminate yourself on our show, pal.
No, right? It wasn't me.
Okay.
All right. Lead with that. As we know, if you're going to admit to everything, it's always your friend of a friend did it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just to be clear.
No, it wasn't me.
You didn't kill nobody.
I have no connection to it at all.
Okay. Perfect. Can continue.
It's just a few years ago. It was probably
He's like, I'm just going to tell you about the most exhilarating time of my life.
So there's like a family, like, I think it was 15 or so years ago. And they lived in this town called Manup. And it's like kind of regional in Western Australia. So it was like two adults and two kids, I believe. And at some point it was found out that the father... who I don't think was actually the kid's, I think it was like the stepdad kind of thing, was using like a fake ID that he had stolen from someone in the UK, because he was from the UK, I believe. And anyway, that's kind of backstory, but at some point, like they all went missing. And like they sold their dogs and left a note in the house saying that they were moving to Brazil for spiritual reasons. And they're like left with the food on the tables, like mid-meal kind of thing. And yeah, no one's seen them since. And there's like a book that I'm not sure if the dad had written the book himself, but it was called like Followers of the Divine Light or something like that. And he was known as being like an online cult. Oh, sorry, it's called Servers of the Divine Plan. And he was like an online cult leader kind of thing. Everyone just kind of assumes that he probably killed everyone. And then like, fled or killed himself as well, but like no bodies have been found.
Nobody.
I think after they went missing, some like train tickets had been bought using his ID, but I don't think they've confirmed that he was on the train. And they also found like a combination, a hostel kind of like booked with his name, but they haven't confirmed it was him or anything.
Wait, what was his name?
His name was Cade something.
Cadwell? Simon Cadwell and his family.
Yeah.
The doomsday guy. I mean, I'm looking at some pictures of the family. I mean,
the name he went by was something. His real name was Gary Felton, apparently. And Cadwell was
Listen, Gary's there, you got no love lost for Gary's on the show.
Yeah.
That's kind of the story.
So where'd you hide the bodies?
Took him down Margaret River, threw him in there, and the Tigers got him now.
Legally not allowed to answer that question.
Correct answer.
That's a good one. I'm just kind of briefly looking at it. We might have
Should
to
put it on the list.
Maybe we might have to put it on the list for Murder Month here, because it's got cults. We like cults.
Like cults?
Right? It's not just a straight up murder. It's like missing people. Some eerie stuff's going on.
No bodies have been found. We
can dig into the cult beliefs. This might make Murder Month here.
Yeah, might make Murder Month.
I did look into it a bit back, and the publishing company that publishes the book that his cult is based on, they used to have a website, but it's gone now. Like it's been taken down just because probably no one pays money for it. But there was like an actual publisher thing, but it was more like, like hippie esoteric kind of stuff. That's pretty much the story.
That's a cool one. Yeah, we'll put it on. Put it on the potential list for Murder Month here.
After having listened to your secondhand account of the story, and briefly reading a headline, my guess without doing any other research is that I would put money on. I don't know what this cult's into, but I'm going to put my money on that it was some sort of like Kool-Aid thing where it's like we must die to enlighten ourselves
to ascend. Yeah,
to ascend. But he had fake IDs. No, that's fucking weird. That's weird.
Because apparently he also had like antipsychotic medicine. So I don't know if there was like stuff going on there as well.
Well, I mean, if you're taking the medicine, I would, I'm no detective, but I would say I would lean towards there was something going on there.
If you needed the medicine in the first place, it's not a good sign.
When you look into it, it seems pretty like smoking barrel or smoking gun or whatever they say. I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's the end of my story.
The Truth Fellowship. And they had 40 members. Interesting. Well, thanks for turning us onto this one.
Like it.
That's good.
That's cool.
I love this kind of shit. So.
Bye.
Hell, cheers, man.
Peace. Peace, Joe.
Bye.
Or should I say Simon?
He wanted to come clean, he's been on his conscience for a lot of years here.
He's like, there's not enough, I'm not getting enough notoriety on my murders here. I better call into this.
I need to get it opened up again. Cold case.
I'm going to call in and just give him a little bit of the details.
Does John Jacoby donate another round of beers?
No, it hasn't popped up yet.
Yeah, it's on the list.
He's on list, and it'll pop up. It might go Country Roads in a second here, if that's the case.
Because there are two different stickers. If that's the case, fucking legend.
Wow. Yeah, it usually takes a second before it loads up on the screen.
To hit the stream?
Yeah, it's got to go through the banks, into our banks. Our banker puts a stamp on it.
We got to cross-check it, yeah.
Then sends the alert, make sure the funds are in the account, and then puts a stamp on it. Donation received.
Everyone watch Encounters on Netflix from Duchess of Doobies on Twitch. I have not, but I've seen it. It's been on my list to watch.
So. Yeah, it's just hard watching scary. Oh, there he goes.
Woo!
Take me home to the place
I belong.
Woo! Hey, look at that! Fucking we're in the green now on this show tonight.
You're welcome, boys.
Yeah,
it's Byron's face. We gotta bring Byron on more often.
Byron shows up and they were making money. Look at that.
Please do get me on the house.
It's Jacoby.
I've wanted to
Jacoby. Jacoby. Kobe. Yeah,
cheers for that, Jacoby. It does look interesting. I like alien horror movies, and I'm hoping that this movie is the horror movie that Nope wasn't.
Was supposed to be?
Yeah, it was supposed to be. Because I was like, it wasn't really a, you know, it was interesting, but.
I didn't watch it, actually. I mean, too many people told me bad things, so I didn't even bother. But.
Oh, buddy, what's his name? Fucking loves it. I was going to comment on it because he was like, he made a comment. What's his name? Ryan Sprague, friend of the show. He made a comment being like, hey, I'm going to see Nope. Let me know your thoughts in the comment. And I like started to type out this huge like comment just shitting on the movie. And then he, like, I must have seen that late because then, like, as I was typing it, he posted like another one being like, the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, I'll just leave it. And then other people in the comments were like shitting on it. And then he was like shitting on them, shitting on it. And I was like, missed one.
What's the scariest movie you've watched that's really just like fucked you up? Being like, nah. I couldn't do it.
It's tough for me because it's like, for me, if there's different genres of horror, right? Yeah. There's a shock horror of like bones breaking and gore. And I'm like, that shit doesn't scare me.
Jump scare
like,
and
I'm,
stuff.
I'm just yeah. like, yeah. Gross. But like the ones where it's like, a scary movie for me is like when after I watch it as a grown man, I walk into my dark bedroom and turn on the light. And I'm like, I have to like, I do the scan. Yeah, that's not a real movie. And then I'm like,
and what's that one for you? Is there one that sticks out for you? I've got two.
Ah, man. I mean, there's some good. There's a lot. I love horror movies. So I'm trying to think of like.
So man, I want some good ones too.
The Conjuring. Like I like the Conjuring. That was good. Like that fucking. I was like shit. That was good. Like I like ones like fucking like Babadook. You know that, like where there's a monster, like that you don't really know. It's just lurks in the dark. I'm like, that shit fucks me up because then I can't go outside.
Well, you don't really, you don't see the monster too for a while.
So you're just like, and it lingers in the, like anything where it lingers in the shadows for you, and it's been around forever. It's fucking me up.
No one was it Midnight Summer Somar or whatever. You ever seen that one?
It's
a cult. It starts really slow. When I was watching, I'm like. People kept telling me this was one of the scariest movies. And then near the end, like it all builds and it's super slow and end. Terrifying. It's one of those, it's got the demon, it's got the cult, it's right at the end. So it's really slow to the end. And then you're like, nope, fuck this.
I'm out.
For me, it's those real life ones too. Like you were saying, Brayden, like the jump scares, I'm like, whatever. Kind of sit there. I got pretty good nerves. Don't get me. But as a kid, arachnophobia.
Oh, arachnophobia. Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm scared of spiders.
Well, for me, like Oz, fucking huntsmans and shit, you know, things size of your hand. And then, my man.
Number three.
Holy fuck.
Those drugs
buddy.
Are good.
Holy. He wasn't on the drugs. I don't know why, but he must be on some. He must be hitting the button by accident or something.
Oh, unlucky.
His mouse is stuck on the donate button. Yeah,
he's calling his bank right now. Stop it.
Cut him. Turn off the subscription. Love it. Arachnophobia, because it's like that fucking spider from the Amazon that just hits the big when they smoked out the whole thing, and then it comes back and it breeds with the local spider, turns into this massive, aggressive, fucking crazy one. So I watched it when I was like 12. I was done for like months. Couldn't sleep.
Buddy, and you lived in the land of big spiders.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm like, that's possible. It could be this fucking weird thing in the Amazon. No one knows that they bring it back. We go, it's a cool little specimen, and then it fucking comes back to life, breeds with the huntsman, and you're fucked. Like, it's legit, and it scared the fuck out of me. The other one, which was super creepy, Descent.
Yeah.
I love The Descent.
Yeah, it's a great movie, though.
I'm like, that's possible, like fucking adaptation, shit like that.
Some
like,
undiscovered like hominid species that lives underground.
And that is a fucking, that is a legit true horror movie, I will say. For if the movie's 2 hour long, it's a legit horror movie for about an hour and 20 minutes. Then it turns into a fucking badass action movie.
It does.
So for like, spoiler alert, turn off your ears if you don't want to listen.
It's 20 years old.
I love the fact that fucking no one survives.
Yeah.
The five chicks go in spelunking and they're just, nope.
No, the one girl gets out.
In the alternate ending, she survives and she's like drives away. But in like the true,
Yeah, I thought they were fucking
everyone dies.
Yeah, okay. I remember. For some reason, I remember the alternate.
I remember watching, just being like, "This was fucked. It was scary as shit as possible." And actually, no one survived. It's not like a happy ending. It's like, chicks made a mistake. They're fucked.
There was a movie.
Just before you give your movie, we're gonna take one more call. They've been on the line here for a few minutes.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
No, it's all good. We got to get on
the. Not you, the caller.
Sorry, caller.
Yo.
ATT Live. What's your name?
Hello. I'm Sam Gibson. I'm calling from Auckland, New Zealand.
Hey. Oh. What's up, mate? The Canadian Down Under.
The Canadian Down Under. Oh, mate.
Byron. I lived in Australia. I know the size of Huntsman, mate.
Yeah. They're good. They're friendly.
Fuck that.
They will bite you, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, mate. No, I love them in my house, mate. They keep out the redbacks and the whitetails.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, fuck the whitetails. Those are assholes.
Yeah. I've got a ghost story if I can tell it, boys.
Fuck yeah, let's hear it.
Sure can.
It involves a toilet, too.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Perfect.
You've piqued Braden's interest.
Yeah. All right, sir. Yeah. Yes, you had my interest. Now you have my attention.
Yeah, I was... I'm 35 now, but it happened when I was about 7. I used to go down to my family farm. They own a decent-sized dairy block in the Waikato. And one day I was down there in the paddock with the farmer and I needed to go poos. And I said to the farmhand, I'm like, hey, boys, I'm going back to the farmhouse. I'll see you shortly. By the way, it was only me and him on the farm, 250 acres. I walked my way back to the farmhouse and I was sitting on the toilet. And then next second, footfalls were coming into the house. While I was sitting there doing the number twos and about to wipe them, and the fucking door handle started going down.
Oh.
Well, I'm sitting there, I'm like, no.
Occupied. Occupied.
Was anyone there? As I grabbed the handle. And no reply, no response. Let go of the handle. It kept going down like someone was going to open it. Grabbed it back again and then just sat there with my pants around my ankles inside this toilet. And didn't move for about 25, half an hour that I remember. Eventually opened the door, run through it and ran back down the paddock. And the farmhand was still sitting on the tractor feeding out.
Fuck that. When you said it's a toilet story, I thought for sure something's coming out of the toilet.
Part of me thought when you said I got a ghost story that involves a toilet, I was like, if he's talking about a ghost poo, I'm going to be very disappointed. That
would have been funny, actually.
Yeah. That's like no one copped up to it. Like no one was fucking with you. Like
no, zero fucking with me. Fuck, it happened. Bastard ghost. I think it was one of those memory things, if you know what I mean. Like the
stone tape where it's
the stone tape where
memory's imprinted in that area. Someone was trying to break into that bathroom like 100 years ago and it's been,
I belong.
Get back in. All right. We appreciate the call, but we're over time tonight, but, we appreciate it. That's nice to hear from someone down in New Zealand. That's we only had a couple calls from your way. So,
yeah, you're like one of two.
Thank you for listening to me. I just wanted to tell you my story.
No, yeah, we appreciate
it, mate.
Like, thanks for sharing it.
All right, have a good night.
It's like anything to do with like a public toilet.
Thanks, peace.
Thanks, buddy. We love you too. Anything to do with a public toilet and the door opening. ghost or you're about to be sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one of two. You've got two options there. John Jacobia, I think he's actually having issues.
I think he's donating by mistake. So, Jacoby, stop it.
Yeah, you spent, let us know.
You've spent too much money.
No refunds. No refunds.
No, yeah, no takesy-backsies.
cheers, buddy. Thanks for being you with hearts popping out of his eyes.
Aaron Parker and Red Bill also donated a nice nice 10 bill to the stream. We appreciate it. Fuck yeah, that was fun. It's fun to get out, get live, get Byron back on the show. He finally figured out how being a father of two.
Yeah. No. I just got out of the house. Kids have been pricks today, but whatever.
Yeah, Byron had number two back in June. It's taken him a few months to escape.
Acclimatize.
To escape.
Yeah. We got him, though.
I'm trying to read these fucking comments where people donate and I don't realize that on the Restream chat, it obviously doesn't show emojis. So I'm like, I don't understand. Shadow C just typed $4.99 hippo character with stars growing in his eyes, pumping his arms in the air with the word hype pulsating above him. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And then included, I'm like, oh, people are posting emojis obviously on some sort of social media and it comes through to just describing to me what the emoji is. I'm so confused. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, you can't see the emoji?
No, I can't see the emojis.
Oh, that's fucking pisser because I can see them over here on Zell's.
Yeah, well.
Oh, can you? No. I just said it's like pear character looking at himself in the mirror saying, thanks for being you with hearts popping out of his eyes. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. What does that mean? Why are you telling me this? And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. A pear character.
Well, it's because you're using Restream chats. So you're taking you're taking all the chats and it doesn't, the emojis don't come through, I guess, for you. We're watching live and we're going to end the stream because
Tonight's episode has been sponsored by John Jacobi.
John Jacobi. He
says no accident, but I think it's an accident. He donated
again. Another 20 again. You're an animal.
He did just send another 20 again. He doubled he literally doubled the goal.
He did.
Someone's like, he's one of the boys trying to.
It's actually Andrew.
We have Andrew, call in, put your friend on the line and just keep donating through our credit card.
Andrew's using the company credit card to donate to us.
Tax deductible.
It's infinite, the infinite money glitch, as we call it on the show. Thanks for tuning in to ATT Live. We got tons of spooky stuff coming up all of October. And as we count down to case file 300, probably sometime mid-November.
Mid-November is looking like, unless something drastic happens.
We can almost guarantee you mid-November at this point.
Unless someone dies. That's the only way it will not happen.
Well, it would have to be three of four die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, even then. We might substitute.
It's
going
to be a somber 300 if that's the case, but it'll happen.
Sup?
Right? Yep. Tears will be flowing.
Byron will be full time on the show. We'll redo the whole cast.
It'll be a celebration of life if 300, if something like that happens.
Hell yeah. All right, we got to end this. That was fun.
Peace before John Jacobi goes broke. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Keep those eyes on the skies.